you can email out the people.
I have to email you. What the fuck
happened? That is. What else? What? Yeah, okay. Rabosa, if anyone wants to have the sheer email to them, just write, there's a sheet going around, just put your email address. Please write it very clear.
Just like the mitzvah not to start late, mitzvah not to start early.
Brisk early is possible. Brisk late is part of the progress.
Very good. We all know in this parsha we have the mitzvah of Bikurim. And there are actually two mitzvahs out of the Taryag mitzvahs about the Inya Bikurim. One mitzvah is the mitzvah of to bring the Bikurim, Havoas Bikurim. And then we have another mitzvah, which is the Mikra Bikurim, to say all the psukim that it says in the Chumash, Higarti Hayoyim Lashem Eloikecha, Kivosi El Ha'oretz, Ve'anisa Ba'amarta, Aram Yoy V'iravi. You have to say all these psukim that are mentioned in Parshas Kisavi. Now actually, if you look in the Chinuch, the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is not in this Parsha. The Chinuch has the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim from Mishpatim. Mitzvah Tzad Yalef is mitzvah Havas Bikurim. Only the mitzvah to do Mikra Bikurim, to say the Aram Yoy Biravi, is in this week's Parsha, mitzvah number Tav Reish Vav. So they are definitely two mitzvahs. Now the Misechta of Bikurim opens up with saying that there are four types of people. There are people that are not chayiv in mevi and not chayiv in koyre. There are people the opposite that are chayiv to be mevi and to be koyre. And then you have the people that only have the mitzvah to be mevi, but they don't have the mitzvah to be koyre. So it's three categories. So the Mishnah goes through the different categories, who is in each category. So in Mishnah and Dalet and Hay, it goes through the middle category. The people who are mevi, the Einoi Koire. Who are they? Ger, Apotropos, Shliach, Eved, Isha, Tumtum, Androgynous. What's the reason of all these people? They're all mevi. They all have to do the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim. But the main one that we're focusing really tonight will be the Isha. The Isha also needs to do the mitzvah to be mevi the Bikurim. But she does not do the mitzvah of Aram Yoyevidavi. She doesn't say the Kriya. Why? So the Mishnah tells us, because one of the psukim is Ha'adomo Asher Nasata Li Hashem, that Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael to me. And Eretz Yisrael was only Nischalka to men. The Rambam brings the different psukim for that. He brings Ish Lefi Pekudav, a man Lefi Pekudav, only the men have to, and then he brings another pasuk, Lamato Yisavriseichem. The Rambam brings psukim that Eretz Yisrael was only given out to the men of Klal Yisrael. So Adomo Asher Nasata Li Hashem refers to men, that they each got a piece in Eretz Yisrael. So they are the ones that are supposed to be saying the psukim, but the Isha, who doesn't have a piece of Eretz Yisrael, meaning when we entered, when Klal Yisrael came in, The men got all the pieces, but the women did not get any, so they don't say Adam Asher Nasata Li Hashem. So once they don't say that, they're excluded from saying anything, and they only bring the Bikurim, and they don't do the Amira at all. So the Turei Evin has a kasha in Masechta Megillah on this Mishnah. He says, both halves of the Mishnah bother. The half that the woman brings the Bikurim bothers him, and the half that the woman doesn't do the kriya because of this Adama Shanasatali also bothers. Why? He says everyone knows there's a rule that a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, a woman is pater. Now the mitzvah of bikurim, as we said, there's two parts. There's the bringing and there's the kriya. Now in Perek Aleph of Bikurim, the Mishnah says that Ein Mevin Bikurim Koidem Atzeres, the Ein Mevin Bikurim Ach, the Ein Mevin Bikurim Achar Chanukah. The time slot that you can do the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is between Shavuos to Chanukah. How is that so? Where do we know this from? Because Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim, which means that that's when you could start bringing Bikurim. And how do you know till Chanukah? So this, he brings, the Turi Evan brings, there's a Gemara in Pesachim about this, and Rashi on the Gemara explains that we know it from the Pasuk Asher Tovi Me'artzecha. The Pasuk starts off in the beginning of Kisavoy, Me'resh is Priyat Admoscha Asher Tovi Me'artzecha, Zok the Sifri, only when there are still fruits growing in your land, then is the time to do this mitzvah. After Chanukah time, most of the fruits are already picked and already off the fields. And Mimela, the peiros are not Motzi Ba'artzecha, so that is the deadline. Chanukah is the deadline. So it comes out that the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim has a Zman Groma. It's only from Shavuos till Chanukah. After that, you can't do it. So if so, it's a mitzvah Saseisha Zman Groma. A mitzvah you can only do part of the time. So ladies are potter. So why is the Mishnah saying that a lady has to bring bikur? And the same thing, the Mishnah gives a time for mikra, for the mitzvah of kriya. The mitzvah of kriya is a smaller time slot. It's only from Shavuos until Sukkot. Shavuos, again, because you can't even bring bikurim until Shavuos because of Chag HaBikurim. So if you didn't bring him, you wouldn't be able to say it. That's obvious. But you... after Sukkot, you can't say the mikra anymore. If you don't bring it by the deadline of Sukkot, then you lost your chance to do the mitzvah of mikra, and that's learned from the pasuk v'samachta b'chol atoiv. It says in Parshas Kisavoy, v'samachta b'chol atoiv. And the zman of simcha is when you do the mitzvah, and simcha is till the end of Sukkot. After Sukkot is over, there's no zman of simcha. Why? Why is Sukkot the end of this Zman of Simcha? Rashi says the reason is because the main Simcha that a person has is when he's gathering in all his produce. And the Iker Zman of Asifa is till Sukkot. So that's the Zman of Simcha. The Rambam says a different reason, because Simcha is from the Yom Tovim. And the end of all the Simcha is the biggest Simcha of all three regalim is Sukkot. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. And then it's over. Then the Zman of Simcha is over. So Memela, the Torah says, V'samachta b'chol atoiv. You have to make your mitzvah of Kriya by Sukkot. If let's say you missed the deadline of Sukkot, they'll still accept the Bikurim until Chanukah. You can still do the mitzvah of Haba, but you can no longer do the Kriya. You're mevi ve'enoi kairi. So it comes out that the mitzvah of Kriya is even a smaller Zman. So it's definitely a Zman Groma. So why does the Mishnah need to say that the woman doesn't do Kriya? Because of the pasuk Asher Nasata Li Hashem, Tepuk Lei, that she put her anyways from the Kriya because it's Zman Grom. Okay, Bekitzer, the Turei Evan is saying that the mitzvah Hava and the mitzvah of Kriya are both Zman Groma, and Memela, it should be that a woman should be put her for both of these mitzvahs, and Lamai said Shver because they're both not true. The woman is Chayv to bring the Bikurim, and even the Kriya is only a separate reason why she's put her. This is the kasha. So, in order to answer this kasha, I will save the two.
It's different than
Oimer? Well, Oimer is also Zman Groma.
Yeah, but they say it's not Zman Groma because it's not flowing. It's Zman flowing other natural events.
Oh, you're talking about the Shver Ramban. Yeah, so that is the Turi Evan's, his answer. So I'm saving the Turi Evan for third. He'll be the Achron Chaviv. I want to say first two other answers, then I'll say the Turi Evan's answer himself. First, I'll say the following answer. The Turi Evan says a very famous yesod. It's in Megillah, and it's also in Chagiga. And he brings many mitzvahs to prove this yisoid. The one that we'll use is Bikurim. Bikurim, can they be brought at night? A person has to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and you do V'hinichoy lifnei Hashem in front of the Mizbeach, and then you say, can you do this mitzvah at night? Or do you have to do it only in the day? So he brings the famous Mishnah Megillah, everybody knows at the end of Perek Beis, Kol Hayom Kosher. The whole day is kosher, and it has a whole Tkiyas Shofar, Kriyas Halal, Musafin, and so on and so on. In the Rif, in the Mishnah of the Rif, there's a new one, Levidui Bikurim. It's not in our text. But the Rif over there, his Mishnah had Bikurim in there. Now, Vidui Bikurim means the saying, the Kriya. So the Turi Evan says, the first thing is that if the Rif says that you have to do the Kriya by day, and the Ran on the Rif says, how did the Rif get that? Because it says, Higarti Hayoim Lashem Elokecha. So from the word Hayoim, you know you need the Kriya in the day. So Turi Evan says, it seems to him that probably also the Havo has to be done in the day. Because Lo Yehi Tafel Chomer Mina Iker, he brings a Gemara and Zvachim, that if the Tafel has a Chumra, for sure the Iker. So if the Kriya, which is the Tafel, has to be in the day, surely the Havo has to be in the day. So he says that according to the Rif, it all has to be in the day. So the Turi Evan says, L'chayra, that also is a reason to make the mitzvah of Bikurim into Zman Grama. Forget about the Shavuos Chanukah inyan. But the fact alone that you do it in the day and not in the night should be Zman Grama, just like we know the classic example of tzitzis. Is women are pater from tzitzis, because tzitzis is b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. So why shouldn't we make Zman Grama out of Bikurim because of that? So on this, he says his famous yisoid. He says, the concept of Zman Grama, the whole idea that Zman Grama is a special category, is because the mitzvah of Zman Grama is a weaker or a limited mitzvah. Meaning that the Torah is saying, after this and this much time, the mitzvah just disappears. So that isn't as kavua dika of a mitzvah as a mitzvah that just keeps on going. That's how he wants to explain the whole idea of Zman Grama. What's the whole idea behind Zman Grama? There's a famous idea that the Turi Evan totally doesn't go. There's a famous idea from the Avud Raham about it. I'll say it already. It's not the Turi Evan Shita. Avud Raham writes that the reason is because a woman has to do the Ratzon Bailah. And sometimes her husband will go and tell her, you have to make some tea for me. And she says, I can't do that. It's the 3 minutes to the end of Shema. I have to do Shema. So it's going to come into Shalom Bayis. So, and we know, says Avud Raham, that how much Hashem cares about Shalom Bayis, that Hashem said, my name should be erased in the Mei Saita. So Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's going to be, he says, Oila mi Adoina, Oila mi Yitzra. So therefore Hashem said, any mitzvah with a zman, she doesn't have to do. So Memela, if now any mitzvah which will have a zman, she could take care of her husband, because the Hashem patterned her from all zman grammas, and all the other mitzvahs that she has, she can do anytime. Okay, that's Avud Raham's reason. But the Turi Evan says that it's a different, he's not giving this mamash atam that we can understand with our svara totally, but he's saying it's a lesser of a level of a mitzvah. A mitzvah which is the Torah is makpid on all the time is a stronger mitzvah. A mitzvah that the Torah says, okay, the zman's over, you don't have to do it, is not as strong of a mitzvah. So the Torah made the women chayiv in the mitzvahs to medias, but the ones that are only in a zman, the Torah didn't make the women chayiv. Based on that havana, Zakta Turi Evan like this. A mitzvah which you do one time, like Bikurim. How many times do you bring the Bikurim? One time. You take your Bikurim, you do it once, and that's all. Zok the Turi Evan, the fact that you cannot do it at night would not put it in the class of Zman Grum, because the mitzvah is there tamid. Tomorrow you wake up, it's there again. Next night you can't, the next day it's there. So it's not true that the mitzvah disappeared. It never vanishes. It just keeps on coming back again every single day. So that is not called as Zman Grama. Big yesoid of the Turi Evan. If it's a one, oh, Mashenkin tzitzis, frek the Turi Evin, what are you going to do by tzitzis? Zok the Turi Evin, because tzitzis never comes back. Because you do it over and over. So then when you don't do it at night, you don't say, oh, it came back tomorrow. That's gone. Tomorrow is tomorrow. But you lost your, right? The clock stopped ticking. Every second you wear tzitzis, you get another mitzvah. Every second. So the whole day you get mitzvahs. Then at night, mitzvah vanished. When it comes back tomorrow, it's more mitzvahs. But it's not pshat that you are replacing anything. You're just lost the night, and you'll at least do the next day. Mashenkin by the Bikurim, Zok the Turi Evin, you didn't lose anything. Because you do it one time. And if you do it one time, the fact that you can't do it at night is not decreasing the mitzvah at all. You're just going to do it tomorrow. And he gives a few more examples of this. The most one that we have, he says, bris milah is not zman grum. We also paskin, you can't do a bris at night. Zok the Turi Evin, bris milah is not a zman grum. Because you only do one bris on each child. So the fact that you don't do it at night is not making the mitzvah vanish at all. If you didn't do it today, so fine, wait till tomorrow. It's never going to go away. You're never going to lose any of your mitzvah. So therefore, he paskins that milah is not zman groma either. And then he gives more mishalim. That is his yisai. So the ikar and nekuda is any mitzvah that keeps on recurring, coming again and again, that kind of a mitzvah is not considered zman grum. Now, based on that, let's apply that to Bikurim as far as Shavuos to Chanukah. We know that the time slot for Bikurim is from Shavuos to Chanukah, and for saying the Mikra, it's even shorter. It's from Shavuos to Sukkot. If you miss the deadline, it's already after Chanukah. Is it Gemarnu? Or does it come back next Shavuos to Chanukah? Now, obviously, if you have a fruit that will get rotten in the meantime, so what can I do? Then it won't. But let's say you can store it properly. Or we know that Bikurim could be on wine. Wine could last years and years. Or whatever. You could have things that could last. So what's the pshat in this zman from Shavuos to Chanukah? Is the pshat that it's a one-time chance, and you have to do it from Shavuos to Chanukah. If you missed it, right, you lost it forever and ever. Or the pshat is, wait till next year. Let's think about the psukim. The psukim was Chag HaBikurim. Fine, it has to be from Bikurim. The other pasuk was, it has to be when there's fruit in the field. Because it says, Asher Tovi Me'artzecha, right, that it has to be there's fruit in the field, and that one, okay, maybe I could wait till next year. There's new fruit in the field. It's after Shavuos. What's the halach? So Rav Chaim, in the Gracha Lashas, says that this is a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. He says it's a machloikis, Rambam and Ravid. So I'll try to explain it very clearly. I'll say over the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perik Beis Halacha Vav, Ein Mevin Bikurim Achar Chanukah. You can't bring Bikurim after Chanukah. Sheha Bikurim Shebikru Achar Chanukah Hein Chashuvin Mishana Haba. Because any fruit that grows on a tree after Chanukah is called next year. It's already called Shana Haba. So if it grew after Chanukah, save it and bring it after Shavuos. So you hear the Rambam, like, totally is very confusing. But first let's just hear what the Rambam said. He said, you can't bring Bikurim after Chanukah. Because any fruit that grows on a tree after Chanukah is already from the new year. In other words, the Rambam's making like the Bikurim Rosh Hashanah is Chanukah. That's the, like, when the year changes. So, like this. The Rambam is saying, as soon as it comes Chanukah, you're ready next year. So any fruit that grows on the tree now is from the new year. And you got to wait till Shavuos comes. Because the rule is, you always have to wait till Shavuos. So if your trees grew after Hanukkah, wait until next Shavuos. That's the words of the Rambam. Now, before we get anywhere, we have to figure something very important out over here. But that's all nice that the Rambam is telling me if my trees grew after Hanukkah. But what if my trees grew before Hanukkah? What's the story if my tree grew 2 months before Hanukkah, in Elul, right? And I have all this basket of fruit right over here. And I want to bring these bikurim in my basket after Hanukkah. The Rambam doesn't seem to address anything about that. He says, don't bring it after Hanukkah, because after Hanukkah, it's the new year, and all the fruit that grew is from the new year. How do you understand the main case? The Rambam is not really addressing the main case. Yeah, is that clear what I'm asking? The Rambam is giving you a reason for fruits that grew on trees after Hanukkah, that's called the fruits of the new year. And always, fruits of the new year have to wait till Shavuos, because Bikurim, you need to wait till Bikurim. So that's all good for the fruits that grew in the new year after Hanukkah. But how about fruits that grew before Hanukkah? So Chazon Ish explains that what the Rambam is trying to tell you is, Avada, the Rambam knows that the Sifri told us that when the fruits are gone, it's too late. Asher tovim me'artzecha. The fruits have to be around on in your field to bring bikurim. The Rambam is coming to for a kasha, that we say that after Hanukkah, there's no fruit left, but lamaise, I go outside and I see that there's trees that are still, there's certain trees, I don't know all the different type of trees, but there's certain trees that do grow fruit after Hanukkah. So the Rambam says, no, that's a mistake. That's already the fruit from next year. But all the fruit from the old year is gone. All the trees that are growing after Hanukkah are not considered that you have fruit of that year in the field. So the Rambam is really soimech on the Sifri. If you have a basket of fruit before Hanukkah, you would not allow to bring it after Hanukkah, because after Hanukkah, it's gone. All the fruit are gone from the field. I see fruit growing. That's not fruit from the year that you're discussing. All the fruit from that year is already gone. Okay, be that as it may, the point is the Rambam says that the reason why Hanukkah is the deadline is it's the new year, and you can't bring any bikurim anymore.
So how you could never bikurim on those fruit?
Well, after Hanukkah, you can't even bring it.
But between anything from Sukkot to Hanukkah, you can't bring it after Hanukkah.
Right.
And you can't bring it before, and all you could do is bring it from the time that it grows.
You'll never be able to be koyer, right? Any tree that blossoms and so on after Sukkot, you can only maybe it, and you can never koyer it. That's right. That's what it comes out. Oh.
Isn't the case where you picked it before Hanukkah?
Yes, and the Rambam is saying you can't do that either.
It's talking about if it's on the tree after Hanukkah. It's a new year, not if it's in your basket.
Right, but the Rambam is saying that if you have fruit in your basket before Hanukkah, you may not bring it after Hanukkah, because the Sifri says there is no fruit be'artzecha.
In other words, it has to be, what you're bringing bikurim on has to be the fruits from that year that the bikurim.
That's exactly right. Because you have to have, the Rambam is trying to explain to you, you need to have fruits from the year of that basket around in the field. And I picked that basket before Hanukkah. So I need fruits from that year, right? That year from Hanukkah to Hanukkah to be in the fields. And after Hanukkah, all that fruit is gone, and the new fruit growing on the trees now doesn't count, because that's new fruit from the next year. Okay, so the Ravid comes and asks the Kasha. He says, but you, Rambam, just said that if the trees grew after Hanukkah, then just no problem, you save them for Shavuos. Zok the Ravid, I don't know what you're going to do with the Beferish Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if somebody was mafrish bikurim, after Chanukah, loy kodshu. The din is if somebody is mafresh bikurim after Chanukah, it doesn't even chal. According to you, Rambam, it's perfect. What do you mean it's not chal? It's chal and it's kodesh and it's perfect, and you just save it until Shavuos. So how are you, Rambam, going to explain your mamash the opposite of the Yerushalmi? You, Rambam, say that if a person has a tree that grew in his backyard, teves after Chanukah, it's a good chiyuv bikurim. You pick it, you makdish it, and you bring it for bikurim after the coming Shavuos. And the Yerushalmi says that if you have peiros after Chanukah, it doesn't even become bikurim at all. So the Ravid says there is a din missing. There's a din that the Rambam didn't say, which is that any fruit that grows after Chanukah is always very garua. It's not good fruit. And there's a din that if a person brings from Te'enim Hasurois, if a person brings spoiled fruit for Bikurim, loy kodshu, and that is the reason for that, Yerushalmi. There's a new din here that fruits after Chanukah are pasul for Bikurim entirely because it's spoiled fruit. And that's the reason for loy kodshu. And the Rambam left out this whole din. The Rambam said that if the fruit grows after Chanukah, it's kosher. So that's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. So the kasha is Ravid's kasha. What's the Rambam going to do with that Yerushalmi? Zogt Rav Chaim. The Rambam understood that the Yerushalmi was talking about fruit that was picked before Chanukah, and you want to mafrish it after Chanukah. You understand? The person picked the fruit off the tree before Chanukah. And now he missed Chanukah already. And he says, oi, I have to do Bikurim. Let me be mafrish these fruits. That is what the Yerushalmi is talking about, loy kodshu. It can't be chal. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the halacha is that you only can bring bikurim when the fruits of your year are around. When it says asher tovim me'artzecha, it means the fruits of your year. I was picked in year Tafshin Mem Zayin, so I can only bring bikurim while those Tafshin Mem Zayin fruits are around. So if I picked it in Tafshin Mem Zayin, and now I already have Chanukah, and it's after Chanukah, and it's the wrong year, it's finished. It loy kodshu, you missed your chance forever. That is the Rambam's understanding of the Yerushalmi. However, the Ravid holds that the din is that you can do it over the next year. The din of Tovim Me'artzecha is that every time that there are fruits in the field, it doesn't have to be matching to the year of your fruit. Any year that there's fruit, then you can go and do the Bikurim again. So the Ravid holds that if, let's say, a person picked fruit before Chanukah, he can definitely makdish them next year, 2 years, in 3 years, whenever he wants, as long as he fits into that time slot between Shavuos and Chanukah. So the Ravid held that that's not Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Rather, the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that the fruits grew after Chanukah and they're not Kaddish because they're spoiled. Okay, you see, the wrap up of the whole thing is very simple.
What's the mile of Shavuos?
Shavuos is...
What's the starting point? What is that? That's the tradition of the year ends at Chanukah and then begins at Chanukah and the stand. So why, what's then, what is Shavuos do?
Well, Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim. The din is you're not allowed to bring Bikurim before Shavuos. Oh, why is that so? Why did the Torah make that din? You're saying maybe the old Shavuos should really be moderate. I hear maybe. But still, you would have to wait until the new fruit starts coming in the ground. You wouldn't be able to do it right now after Chanukah because there's nothing growing. You would still have to wait until Tovim Me'artzecha, until the next year when the fruits are there.
And go in the summer?
Right, maybe you're right. Maybe you would be able to even then.
Yeah, but Rambam says in the next halacha that you have to, this man is from, you know, Tesvav B'Shat until Tesvav B'Shat, meaning...
Yeah, that's a stomach kasha. We can't deal with that kasha right in this thing. That's a stomach kasha. The Ravid asked that kasha also on the Rambam. But okay, so what's the wrap-up of the whole thing here? The Ravid shita is that when it says that the fruit should be in the field, it's not the fruits of your year, it's just a zman that there are fruits in the year in the field any year. So if I have a basket from Tavshin Mem Zayin, I can bring it Tavshin Mem Zayin, Tavshin Mem Ches, Tavshin Mem Tes, any year I want, as long as there's fruits in the field. What does it mean in the Yerushalmi, Loi Kodshu? Why is it Loi Kodshu? It's because it's talking about spoiled fruit that grew after Chanukah. The Rambam never heard of this spoiled fruit thing. He doesn't hold that thing at all. The Rambam has a different thing. Tovi Me'artzecha means the fruits of your year. Okay, so that means, halacha l'maise, can I do Bikurim next year? The Rambam holds, no. The Rambam says, you missed your chance. You had to do it when the fruits of your year were still in the field. The Ravid holds, yes, you can do it over next year. Is Memela comes out, according to the Ravid, we were Miyashiv, the Kash of the Turi Evin. Right, according to the Ravid, it won't be Bikurim will not be considered Zman Grama because it's not pshat that you lose it. It comes right back the next year. The only kasha is going to be according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that once it's over Zman, but the Kabbana, you can never do it again. So at least we made the kasha good according to the Ravid. At least we were Yashiv for the Ravid.
What would the Ravid do with fruits that grow all year round? So that the ones after Hanukkah maybe are as good as the ones that grow.
You mean if you would have a good fruit that grew after Hanukkah? So according to him, it should be fine. It should be no problem. The only issue, he says, is because it's spoiled. But if it wasn't spoiled, it should be fine. That should come out, according to him. Okay, so we answered for the Ravid, but we still have the Rambam. So now let's try to find the answer for the Rambam. Why the Rambam could say it's not Zman Grow. So I wanted to say a chiddush. This is already a chiddush. There is a ritva. The ritva in Kiddushin talks about bris milah. He's also dealing with the issue that is bris milah considered zman grama because it's only by yoyim and not balai. And the issue is because the Gemara seems to learn that it's not zman grama. The Gemara says minolon de isha ptur mimilah. The Gemara asks the question, where was the Makor that a woman was pater from Mila? And the Gemara does not say that she's pater because of Zman Grom. Zok the Ritva. You cannot pater because of Zman Groma. The Mila loy choshiv mitzvah saseisha Zman Groma. Elo mitzvah de nafsha. You only say Zman Groma on a mitzvah of her own self. Aval hocha b'mitzvah di bino, but here that the mitzvah is really on bino, haven't even the mechayv. You would think that you are chayv. Okay, that's the ritva. The Turi Evin brings this ritva and he says, I don't understand what the ritva is saying. Finished. What is he saying? So many svarim try to explain this ritva. I will now say over a pshat that I heard from Reb Tzvi Berkowitz Shlita to explain this ritva. He said shots like this. We have certain mitzvahs that the Torah is basically concerned for the individual that has the mitzvah. The Torah wants me to wear tefillin. The Torah wants me to hear shofar. We have another group of mitzvahs that the Torah is really concerned for something else, but for whatever reason that person can't do it or whatever it is. So we tell somebody else, you do it for him. What's one of those mitzvahs? Bris milah, right? Who is the Torah want? What's the Torah really want? That the boy should have his bris, right? If you would have das, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he has to take care of it himself. The problem is that he's too little. He's 8 days old. So the Torah says that the mother, or I mean really, it's not the father. This is just the havmi. Lamais is the father. The father has to do the bris for the son. But it's not a mitzvah that the Torah is saying, for father, you need to do this. It's not for him, it's for the baby, but we have to make somebody responsible for the baby. So the father becomes responsible. Zok the ritva, the entire thing of Zman Groma, is it's when it's the mother's personal mitzvah. If let's say she should hear shofar, so the Torah says, okay, since you're an isha, we won't make you do this mitzvah. It's zman grama, you don't have to do it. But if it's a mitzvah that's not the nafsha, what's the lashon of the Ritva again? Mitzvah says Zman Groma is only mitzvah de nafsha. Aval hocha mitzvah di bina. But here it's the mitzvah of the son. You know how the lashon of the Mishnah says this, right? Mitzvahs haben ala av. The Gemara, the Mishnah calls these mitzvahs of the son on the father. So the pshat is hava mina de mechaiva. So here you would say that the Torah can't be concerned with the fact that she's an Isha because it's not her private mitzvah. Very nice, you're an Isha, but you're not doing it because it's your mitzvah. It's because this boy needs a bris milah and the mother has to take care of the boy's bris milah. Now, the boy is not going to get his bris milah if just because the mother, right, she's got her thing with Zman Grama, but the boy needs his bris. So Memela, in such a mitzvah, we wouldn't say the klal of Zman Grama. Here, grace of Chiddush of the Ritva, and that's why we would have said a woman has to do a bris on her son. And therefore the pasuk needs a special pasuk to exclude her, Oysoi v'lo yaisa, to exclude her Isha from bris mila. Okay, so that is the Ritva's Chiddush. So I wanted to go a step further. It's not mamish doimet, but I wanted to go a step further. The thing is that if I bought apples, or well, apples isn't good, it has to be Zion Min. I bought grapes or figs in a store, and the person who I bought from is not from, and he doesn't do Bikurim. And now I have all this fruit. Do I have to do Bikurim? No, you don't have to. Because until you have Karka, you can't become Chayv in the mitzvah of Bikurim. And just buying the pears alone isn't Chayv. What's the din if I bought these pears in this store, and then somehow it turned out that I made a deal with that fruit grower, and I bought his karka a little later. So now it ends up, I have the fruit, and I have the karka also. What's the din now? Do I have to bring the bikurim or not? Tosfos and the Rambam both bring a Yerushalmi. They learned the Yerushalmi opposite ways. Tosfos says, the Yerushalmi says, you're still pater. And the Rambam learns from the Yerushalmi that now you're chayv. Because now you have the ground, and you can say, Adam Asher Nasata Li Hashem, now you're chayv. Zok the Torah Zeroim. What is the shoyrish of the machleikus? And for the Torah Zeroim like this. Be'emis Tosis is the simpler one. Once the peiris are already putter from the mitzvah of Bikurim, because you have loose peiris, they can't become chayv all of a sudden just because you bought a piece of karka now. It doesn't become regrowing from the ground. So the Tosis is the easy way to understand. You bought the pears. The pears are putter because there's no ground. The fact that you bought ground tomorrow is nothing. It's not going to make a chi of chal now. The Rambam, why does he say you're chayiv? The Rambam holds that really bikurim are always ta'un to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, bikurim, when they grow in somebody's field, are not just a mitzvah's gavra. Are not just a mitzvah that the person has to thank Hashem, to be grateful to Hashem for what Hashem did. So Hashem gives a mitzvah on him that you should go and thank Hashem and bring these according to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a mitzvah's gavra, it's a mitzvah on the payers. That means, like the Baruch Hashem says, those fruits should be brought to me. The payers themselves are toned to be brought as a mitzvah of bikur. Now, we can't tell the whole world to be in charge of this mitzvah. These pears have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. But who are we going to tell that to? Who's going to do it? So the answer is the one who has the ground, he is the one that the Torah will tell you doing. The one who has the ground from which it grew. So the pshat is like this. When the person grew it, the first original owner grew the pears in his field. The Torah said, these pears, I want them for Bikur. Who is the Torah telling that to? The owner. He didn't do it. He sold them. He doesn't keep the mitzvah. He sold the Bikur. The Torah says, I still want those Bikur. I want those Bikurim because the Bikurim have to be brought, the pears themselves. But Lamaisa, who's going to do it? The person who's supposed to can't do it anymore. He sold them. It's sold. He can't steal. He sold it. He can't do it anymore. There's no one to talk to. as soon as the second person buys the karka, so now he is the one that has the karka from which it grew. So it's not pshat that now the Torah puts on a new mitzvah. You can't start a new mitzvah now. But the mitzvah never went away. The mitzvah is chayev tamidi. Every moment and moment, the mitzvah is there because the Torah wanted those bikurim, just there was nobody to talk to. Now when you have the new second person gets the karka, it falls on him because he's the bala karka from which the pears grew. So the klal is, hakol moidim, once the pears are putter, they're not going to become chayev again. The machlekes is that Tysus looks at it like the pears is already putter. Once you gave him away to that new person, that's it. There's no chayev at all. Rambam holds the pears were chayev all the way through. That just that there was no one to force to do it, and now when he bought the karka, you tell him, now you do it. So based on this, I wanted to compare the peiros to the baby. Just like the Ritva said, that when the Torah is really saying that the baby needs a bris, so it's not a mitzvah d'nafsha, it's not a mitzvah of the isha, it's really that one the Torah is concerned is not a isha. The Torah is concerned with he should have the bris. Who are we going to find to be mechayiv? A parent. So then we don't say it's a zman groma. We only say it's a zman groma when it's her personal mitzvah. So the same thing by the bikurim. If the pshat would be that the whole mitzvah is talking to the person, we say, you have to say hoidot Hashem. You have to do a mitzvah. So we say, she's a isha, it's a zman groma. She's potter. But the truth is that the mitzvah is that the peiros, the Torah is saying that the peiros have to be brought. Even if there's no owner, it's not pshat that there's no one. The Torah wants the peiros, their tone to be brought. Just that we don't have anyone to talk to. So now when she gets the peiros, so we would say that even though it's true, it's a zman groma, but that's only when the mitzvah starts from the isha. But if the mitzvah starts from the peiros, then we don't say the p'tur of zman groma. So memela, it comes out that we had shver the Rambam, but the Rambam l'shitaso is miyushif, because the Rambam is the one here that says that the peiros are chayiv. So memela, he could say that that's why it's not a zman groma. The chiddush in what I'm saying, why it's a step further than the Ritva, I want to explain that it's not pashit, it's not the same really as the Ritva, because by the bris milah, it's not simply that the Torah is interested that the child should have a bris milah. It's that the child really is mamish chayv when he grows up to do the bris milah. So there it's a chiv really on the child. But it's a time, you know, till for 13 years, in the meantime, we replace it and we put it on the parent. So there, the Ritva said, since really the chiyuv is on the child, and we just put it on the parent, we don't say zman groma. Mashenke, when you come to a piece of fruit, the fruit doesn't is never going to get the mitzvah. He's not a Jew, and he's not going to ever have das. So you can't say that the piece of fruit, he's really chayv to walk himself up into the Beis HaMikdash, and only in the meantime we put it on the isha. It's not that far. It's just a dimion. I'm just making a dimion that the pshat is that here still the din is chal on the fruit, that they are toned to be brought. And maybe even that is enough to say that anywhere where the mitzvah, the idea is the mitzvah is already there, mitzad the peiri. The Torah already wants the peiri. Once the mitzvah is there already, then we will not pater the woman from doing the mitzvah. It's only when the whole mitzvah Mei ikaroi is chal on the woman. So that is the second terence.
The terence doesn't answer the jury evidence other pshat about kriya by a woman. That would only answer the halakha.
Well, I don't know. In other words, the question is maybe the peiros need the kriya too. Maybe not. You're right. I mean, you have to know. I only have a raya really on the haval that the peiros need the haval, but maybe the kriya not. I see. You're right. So there might be a taka would only answer the haval. Right, so you see that it's not so poshut that the kriya is automatic. Right, so it could be that it would only answer the hava. Oh, fine. So those are the two answers. So before now we're ready to say the Turi Evans terence. But before, I just want to chazer over the first two answers in a minute. The first thing we said is an answer for the Ravid, because since he holds you could do it every year again, Turi Evans klal, any mitzvah that you can do next year again is called Einoi Zman Groma. The Rambam argues, he says, that you only have one chance, and so then it would be Zman Groma. Second answer is that a mitzvah which isn't totally on the person, but rather on the object, and just that the Torah says you do the mitzvah which is required, it wouldn't have the Ptur of Zman Groma. Now comes the answer of the Turiyev. Turiyev answers, what does it mean, Zman Groma? Only if it's totally related to the Etzem Zman, meaning that it's a calendar related and a Gvulim of calendar. That it's from this date on the calendar to that date. Or clock is also good, day and night. Day, night, or date. But if it's related to something in the physical world, but it's not related to dates, then it wouldn't be called Zman Grum. Meaning, Zakt Turebi. Why is Hanukkah the deadline? Because all the fruit is gone from the field. What if the way agriculture would change and fruits would just keep on going all year? Then you would also bring Bikurim all year. So it's not limited to a date on your calendar. It's just limited to fruits in the field. So Mimela, since it's not Mamish Mugba by Zmanim on the calendar, that's not called Zman Groma because it's not really Mugba to any Zmanim on the calendar. Let the fruit grow more and the mitzvah will go more. Mimela, that's not called Zman Groma. That's the yesoid of the Turei Eved. So, it's a beautiful yesoid. There is one ha'ara before I go weiter. There is one ha'ara that that the Turei Eved said that all these dates are totally in agriculture is definitely true for Hanukkah because it's totally in the fact that the fruits are in the field. And also, as far as Sukkis, according to Rashi, because Rashi said that the simcha is because that's when you bring in the fruit. But the Rambam said that the soif zman of simcha is because the Torah wrote that Sukkis is the end of the zman of simcha. That can never change. The Rambam's thing is not totally in agriculture. It's totally in the mitzvah essay. He brings the pasuk. Usmachtam lifnei Hashem elokeichem. That's so l'chayra, the Turei Eved's answer will be not good on the mitzvah of Kriya Lefi the Rambam. Because the Soif Zman Kriya Lefi the Rambam is
a date
on the calendar, which is Sukkis. And it cannot change that with any agriculture.
The Torah is just defining the Matthias. Then it becomes Matthias,
that's when it's intense. It's
but I mean, the mitzvah of Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem is like...
Yeah, but I'm saying the Soif Zman, the Zman of Sukkis, which is the Zman of Simcha, that's defined by the Torah.
Yes.
As the Zman of Simcha. So it really is only the Matthias.
Oh, you're saying that if the idea of the Zman is Simcha.
Right. So it's not
called
Zman. It just happens to be,
but that's much further. You see, it's much further. It doesn't seem, the Turei Eved says, because it really doesn't have an ending date. Here, there is an ending date. You would have to be going further than Turei Eved.
The ending date is Kalei Simcha.
Right, that's further than what he's saying. You would have to say that's only when it's a date for no reason, but if it's, that the date is just defining Simcha, even that wouldn't be a Zman Groma. Right? That's further than the Turei Eved himself wants to go. So I want to bring a very Lamaisa Dika case where this Svar of the Turei Eved is used, which is for the famous thing, it says in the Magen Avraham that women don't do Kiddush Levana. And he says the reason is because Kiddush Levana is Zman Groma. You only do it the first half of every month. Says the Reb Shlomo Kluger, the Chachma Shlomo on the page in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tav Chavav, I disagree. Kiddush Levana is not Zman Groma. Because it's not because of any dates. It's because of the moon getting bigger and smaller. And let's say the moon keeps on growing bigger and bigger. Let's say 1 month, the moon would get bigger and bigger the whole month. Then you would make Kishlevana all month. Lamaise, it's not going to happen. Well, the Tur Evans thing won't happen either. The fruits are not going to be growing. I don't know, it didn't happen by the time of the Rambam. It's still Hanukkah, and we're still learning that everyone's learning it this year too, and it still says Hanukkah. It never changed. But the Tur Evans said, since if it would change, then that's not called really governed by a date, because it's Lamaisa, halachically, it can go more. It won't happen, won't happen. That does. So the Reb Shlomo Kluger says the same exact thing as by Kiddush Levana. There's no cutoff date. It's not Tes Zayin. It's when the moon is getting bigger. If the moon gets bigger longer, then you say it longer. So Memela, he says, it's not Zman Grom. So there you have Mamash the Turi Evan against the Magen Avraham.
Is Kiddush Levana Chal in the daytime?
Can you do Kiddush Levana in the day? Well, you can't see the moon, really. Let's say you go and see it somehow. Oh, you mean, oh, and it's still, oh, you mean, like, let's say the very beginning, Taka don't know.
7 days, right?
Taka don't know. You're saying, like, let's say sometimes you could see the moon in the day. It says you're supposed to be a oisu loiri, you have to have a no. Let's say you could have a no. Let's say it's very dark. It's a very dark day or I don't know, whatever, and you see the moon. I don't know the din. That's a good child.
Don't we say it's after the says?
To do Kiddush Levana? I don't know. Does it? The Ramos says Lila? The Ramos says it has to be Lila? Okay.
Tezayin moves. It depends if it's
Tezayin. Right, Tezayin for sure moves. It goes by right. So it's not a date. He's just bringing a new point in. But as far as what the two. So what I just want to tell you is that Reb Moshe Feinstein brings down this Machlokes and Choshen Mishpat. And for some reason, because somebody wrote him a letter about Cheshen Mishpat, so the person threw in a few other things, so it all got into Cheshen Mishpat. So it's in Cheshen Mishpat, Chelik Beis Simin Mem Zayin. And he says, I saw the Magen Avraham says that Kiddush Levana is Zman Grom. And I saw that Reb Shlomo Kluger argues and says Kiddush Levana is not Zman Grom. He says, Avada the din is with the Magen Avraham. It is Zman Grom. If Shlomo Kluger says a Shein Esvara that it's not a date-related thing, it says it doesn't matter. As long as Lamaise, in the world of Lamaise, it's only certain days, that's Zman Grom. Okay? That's what he says. So he says a Raya. The Raya bothers me, but I'll tell you what he says. He said, if you're not going to agree with that, then nothing is going to be Zman Grom. You're going to say, Pesach is Zman Grom. No, it isn't. Pesach is whenever they go out of Mitzrayim. But Lamaisa, they went out on that day. Purim is any time you won over a Haman. But Lamaisa, you won on that day. The Elamai, you don't care. Now, those kind of riots bother me. I don't, L'chayra, you could, because that might be why, but at the end, it is a halacha now. Nowadays, it's a halacha that Purim has to be on Tezvav. It doesn't, the halacha isn't do Purim whenever they win. The halacha is to do it on Tezvav. By the moon, the halacha is do it when the moon's getting bigger.
Wouldn't the kash be from sunrise? I mean, we could say if this were true, like Rav Shlomo Kluger, then this maybe Kriya Shmita.
Oh, you mean day and night things?
Day and night, because it has to do with sunrise. If the sun would shine 24 hours, maybe.
You mean there. By Shemesh. That's a good point. You mean that's maybe different because it's the pshat is you still need the time called day. It's still not in night, even if there would never be night, but there's such a thing as night. So maybe that itself is called a hagbola of zman. Maybe that's how you'd have to answer that kasha. Okay, Al Kapani Rav Moshe argues. I want to just finish up. So then it comes out that he would argue in the three heaven too. Rav Moshe is basically saying that the din is like the Magen Avraham. Basically, it turns out the Magen Avraham is arguing with the Turi Evan here. And Rav Moshe is saying the din is like the Magen Avraham.
You could have a year where crops grow beyond a certain date. You cannot have a month where the moon is any different. It goes down.
You're saying maybe
it
something
goes
that.
Down to the lucky. You can't have it.
You mean that's more of an impossibility, maybe?
Yeah.
This is, I don't know. The din is really going to change by Hanukkah. So it might really change. It might really change, you're saying. Maybe it's different, you're saying. Something that could really happen is different than something which can't happen. Maybe. I hear. So then you're saying it wouldn't be a machlekes. Maybe the Turi Evan is everyone would agree. Because that's something that really might really happen. But this can't. I hear.
It certainly
Okay, I just want to finish up with saying over a very geshmakas thing that Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe says, I hold that the din is that Kiddush Lavana is Zman Grama. I hold like the Magen Avraham. With this, I will explain a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Zok Rav Moshe. It says in the Gemara, what is the bracha for Kiddush Lavana? So I don't remember the name of the Amora answered. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechadish Chadosh. Little bracha. So the person said back, that's what the Noshim say. I want to know what the Anoshim should say. So, oh, Anoshim. Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Melech HaOlam Asher B'Mamora Baruch Chak and Baruch Biv HaHol Bracha. So everybody asks on that Gemara. First of all, what's going on over here? Since when do women say one bracha and men say another bracha? What's pshat? Second of all, why are the women saying it? I thought the women don't say Kiddush Levana because it's Zman Grama. Zokter Moshe pshats like this. There's two dinim in saying Kiddush Levana. One is that we say a bracha on thunder, on lightning, on many special things that happen in the world. And also, you make a bracha when you see the new moon. It's like when you see thunder or lightning in the Rambam. It's a long list of all of them together. If you see thunder, you say Hashikayich. If you see lightning, you say this. If you see the new moon, you say this. Then there's also a mitzvah essay of Kiddush Levana. There's a mitzvah to do Kiddush Levana. Why, he says, maybe the reason is because it says that you're like Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. There, you know, we say in the Kiddush, Levan, you know, Keilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, and he gratis says the reason is because you see Hashem's Hashgacha, how he's making the world new again, and it gives you a new sense of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Shlita on the world, and that's why it's Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. So they made a special mitzvah out of it to do Kiddush Levana. Zokter Moshe, nafkamina is for a lady. A lady is pater from the Zman Grama, from the mitzvah of Seisha Zman Grama. So she doesn't have to do the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. But she still says a bracha on lightning, that's not a mitzvah of Seisha Zman Grama, that's just brachas on the different things that happen. Nafkamina is, what kind of bracha should you say? How long is the bracha on lightning? 5 words. So what's the bracha for seeing a new moon? Baruch Adah Hashem, Chadash Chadash. So Memela, that's Mamish Fratni Gemar. He said, what's the bracha for the new moon? He says, Baruch Adah Hashem, Chadash Chadash. That's for Noshim, because the Noshim just say the bracha like on lightning. When you see a thing, a special thing in the world, you say a bracha. But what's a bracha for the Anoshim? They have a mitzvah. They have a mitzvah gemurah of Kiddush Levana. Oh, men have to say it. Baruch Adah Hashem, Asher B'Ma'amoroi, the entire bracha. That's what Rav Moshe says, this pshat in the sugya. And this pshat has a tremendous chavivus to me, because my father told me over that Rav Paler, Zecher Nil Avracha, was a Talmud of Briskerov, said this entire pshat to my father, and he said to my father, I said this over to Briskerov, and Briskerov was masking that's good pshat in the Gemara. So my Mela, I had heard that, and then I saw Rav Moshe says the same exact pshat, the whole thing. So that's a big chavivus.
I
know. I don't remember him saying that, though. I don't know why. According to Chakamah.
Yeah.
Noshim should say.
Well,
there's a reason why they shouldn't.
But from my setting, at the end of the day, we have the other thing that Asher Nasata Li Hashem. So that will probably make the butt from there. Me, I'm here to be.
You shouldn't even think
the
same.
For 1 second.